For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
This week in drug war history, March 27, 2001, Governor Garcia of Chihuahua, Mexico, says he would support legalization of certain drugs to dilute the power of criminal groups that benefit from the black market. March 28, 2002, Federal Judge Emmett G. Sullivan rules that the Barr Amendment effectively prohibited the plaintiffs from gathering signatures to place Washington, D.C.'s medical marijuana initiative on the ballot. March 28, 2003, the Hemp Industries Association, several hemp food and cosmetic manufacturers, and the Organic Consumer Association petitioned the Ninth Circuit to once again prevent the DEA from ending the legal sale of hemp seed and oil products in the U.S. March 29, 2000, CNN reports that a multination drug sweep known as Operation Conquistador netted 2,331 arrests. March 30, 1961, the UN Single Convention on Narcotic Drugs is convened in New York City. This is Steve Nolan for the Drug Truth Network.
This is Phil Smith of the Drug War Chronicle with this week's Corrupt Cop Stories for the Drug Truth Network. This week we've got two stories, one in Baltimore, one in Memphis. In Baltimore, two police officers are on trial this week on a federal corruption charge. Officers Antonio Murray, age 36, and William King, age 35. Face a 33-count indictment charging them with conspiracy to steal cocaine, heroin, marijuana, and cash from drug suspects. Their civilian cohort, Antonio Mosby, who served as their lookout and snitch, has already pleaded guilty and agreed to testify against them. After getting a tip that King was shaking down drug suspects, federal investigators wiretapped Murray's and King's cell phones and then tracked the pair as they rounded up suspects, then threatened to hurt or arrest them if they didn't cough up the goodies, according to the indictment. Each could be sentenced to life in prison if convicted on the most serious charges. Trials expected to last another couple of weeks. Meanwhile, in Memphis, a former police officer pleaded guilty last Friday to breaking into a hotel room last year and stealing $12,000 he thought belonged to a drug dealer. Former officer Patrick Joint, age 36, and his civilian partner in crime, Donald Lem, age 33, were actually the victims of a sting. According to the indictment, Joint met with a snitch last August to discuss the ripoff. Government agents planted the money in the hotel room, and Joint and Lamb went for the bait. The pair will be sentenced in June and face up to 10 years in prison. Now, Joint is something of a character. He was fired last March after racking up more than 50 disciplinary charges in his 9 years as a police officer, including wrecking patrol cars, going AWOL, sexually harassing women, and beating a suspect with a club. He also faces state and federal lawsuits from his victims. As always, there are more corrupt cop stories this week. Check them out online at www.stopthedrugwar.org.
Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.